Brienne's Docs in English.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio CD&D, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and the following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. This week, I'm promptly handing the microphone over to the absolutely smart Allison, because I'm visiting the sponsor of this series, Palfinger.
Oh, have a nice time at Palfinger with the great Hannes Reuther. It's a shame you didn't take me with you on your trip to Salzburg, Christian. But okay, I have to do the sum of the parts thing. It was a solid last September week for ADXTR, which gained 0.3% and managed a comeback over 7,000 points. The only stock with more than 10% up was SMO. The company starts a share buyback program. And now to the news. You already know that I am an absolutely smart person and speaker. Monday, Wolf Tank, Austrian-based Wolf Tank Group, specializing in technologies for energy and environmental solutions, reported a strong order situation in the first half of 2023. The order backlog amounted to €44.1 million as of June 30, 2023. A doubling compared to the same period last year, June 30, 2022, €22.5 million. The group's consolidated sales in the first half of 2023 were €30.1 million, slightly above the same period last year, January 6, 2022, €29.0 million, as was the operating performance of €31.7 million, January 6, 2022, €30.3 million. Increased costs due to the large hydrogen demand pipeline and continued high raw material prices, for example for epoxy resins with limited ability to pass them on to customers, had a dampening effect on profitability in the first half of the year. Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, remained at a similar level of €1.0 million, January 6, 2022, €1.4 million. According to the company, the hydrogen and renewable energy segment is attracting massive customer interest, and in the first two quarters of 2023 the company has placed bids amounting to €158 million, more than 2.5 times total annual sales in 2022. Order intake continues to be slowed by lengthy procurement processes, especially in the public sector. A gradual acceleration is expected as business progresses. Wolf Tank Group expects full-year 2023 revenues in the range of €74 million to €91 million, with EBITDA between €4.9 million and €6.7 million. In 2024, management expects to achieve sales revenues between €100 million and €120 million, with further improved profitability. Wolf Tank Odessa, weekly performance, -0.72%. Frequentis. Drone operators in Estonia can now fully utilize the Frequentis UTM suite covering services and applications, implemented for Estonian Air Navigation Services, EANS. Users now have access to up-to-date drone flight information, can register themselves as operators and securely exchange data, monitor airspace conditions, file flight plans, and even apply for takeoff clearance. This solution marks a significant milestone in the development of uncrewed aviation services in Estonia and will transform the drone flying experience. Uncrewed aviation and drone markets are growing fast. The UTM suite will support the development of uncrewed aviation, and this will enable drone services to thrive as we are able to increase efficient and safe access to the airspace. Frequentis was able to put the system into operation in just 7 months, says Ivar Vork, CEO of Estonian Air Navigation Services. Frequentis is a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety-critical tasks. Frequentis, weekly performance, -1.04%. Tuesday, Andritz. The two giant pandas at the famous Schönbrunn Zoo in Vienna receive special food, which is custom-made to best meet their needs. In addition to bamboo, in collaboration with the zoo, technology group Andritz is preparing raw bamboo for their special menu. Having begun in 2019, this collaboration has now been renewed. Andritz machines process many different types of fibers in pulp and paper mills all over the world. In 2019, Shunbrunzu reached out to Andritz with an unusual request: prepare our bamboo for the bamboo bread that forms an important part of the panda's food, adding essential nutrients and energy. Andritz, weekly performance, -0.58%. At an S, along with 48 other companies and research institutions covering the entire value chain, Adenis is working on the development of new technologies to make electronics production in Europe more sustainable as part of the ECON, European ECE System for Green Electronics, project. The 35 million euro project is scheduled to run for 3 years and is funded with 20 million euros from the European Union and the participating member states. ECON is a large-scale research project under the leadership of the German chip manufacturer Infineon, intended to find new ways to make the electronics industry in Europe more sustainable along the entire value chain. The objective is to minimize the use of valuable resources in the production processes by exploring better ways to recycle, repair and treat electronic components and, among other things, also alternatively usable materials. Reducing non-reusable waste and improving recycling systems is also subject of research within the project. At an S, weekly performance, -1.82%. Wednesday OMV, Equinor has signed a new long-term gas sales agreement with Austria's major energy company OMV. The agreement is for 5 years starting October 1 this year and with an annual volume of 12 TWH. The gas will be delivered at Germany's virtual trading hub, the Trading Hub Europe, for the OMV European portfolio. The new bilateral agreement builds upon the long-standing relationship between the two companies and adds to the volumes under already existing contracts. The contract is priced at market terms. OMV, weekly performance, 0.27%. Thursday Amsterdam. Amsterdam plans to strengthen its balance sheet for structural growth targeting investment-grade profile. The company plans to secure a total of 2.25 billion euros through the combination of a capital increase, new corporate bonds, and other financing instruments. Step by step we deliver what we have outlined. Firstly, we have sharpened our strategy towards structural growth. Secondly, we are cleaning up our semiconductor portfolio by exiting non-performing businesses. Thirdly, we are making our organization efficient and accountable. The foundation for re-establishing the base of Amsterdam is having a solid and sustainable capital structure. With the holistic financing plan we present today, we aim to put our balance sheet on a solid footing, such that we can fully concentrate on executing our strategy for growth, higher profitability and monetizing innovation, says Aldo Comper, CEO of Amsterdam. Amsterdam, weekly performance, -22.63%. Wienerberger AG issues the first sustainability-linked bond ever distributed in the retail segment of the Austrian capital market and, as a pioneer, sets a further example for sustainable developments in the building material sector. A sustainability-linked bond is a fixed-income instrument, linking the financial and structural features of a corporate bond to predefined sustainability targets. At the same time, the performance of the bond is closely linked to the achievement of Wienerberger's ESG targets. The bond with a total issuance volume of 350 million euros has a maturity of 5 years and a coupon rate of 4.875% PA, with the first placement of a sustainability-linked bond for retail on the Austrian capital market. We once again underline that sustainability is an integral part of Wienerberger's corporate strategy. The sustainability-linked bond makes it possible to link our financial targets with our ESG goals and further strengthen our efforts to protect the environment and promote sustainability. We are proud to be the first company to take this step on the Austrian capital market and thereby set an example for a sustainable future, stated Imo Schoenk, CEO of Wienerberger AG. The bonds have a denomination of 1,000 euros each and can be subscribed by private investors in Austria starting on Friday, September 29, 2023, until Wednesday, October 4, 2023, subject to early termination at Erste Bank and the Sparkasse sector as well as selected credit institutions. The bond will be listed on the official market, Amtlicher Handel, of the Vienna Stock Exchange in the corporate's prime segment. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 0.84%. Friday Andritz, Zhejiang Jingxing Paper Company, Limited has successfully started up a de-inking pulp, DIP, line supplied by Austrian-based technology group Andritz to its mill in Pinghu City, Zhejiang Province, China. The line processes a mix of office waste and old books with a capacity of 200 BDTD to produce superior de-ink pulp for different kinds of paper. With three loops for flotation as well as de-ashing and double dispersing, it enables highest stock quality that can even be used for production of white top liner board and other papers. Andritz, weekly performance, -0.58%. CAMO, real estate company. CAMO has completed the Hochhausen Europaplatz in Berlin ahead of time and under budget after a construction period of just under 4 years. CAMO's total investment in the building, which comprises around 23,000 meters to the power of 2 of rental space, amounts to around 150 euros/meters. The building was fully let to the auditing and consultancy firm KMPG even before construction began. The building, which is located directly at Berlin's main railway station, was handed over to the tenant at the same time as its completion. CAMO, weekly performance, 1.78%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stocks in English.